Welcome to Kevin's Uncle's Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. I went to a Hakubutsukan the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of?
So, it was Honyurui Hakubutsukan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had all these skeletons of Honyuris and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So interesting, actually. Mm,
yeah.
And I thought that Bijutsukan's, and it was really crowded.
Okay.
And I thought Hakubutsukan's are really crowded. And I thought that a crowded Hakubutsukan, Bijutsukan, loses its fun value by half.
I see.
When it's crowded.
Ah.
Like, I felt that the quietness of the Bijutsukan, Hakubutsukan itself holds value.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you go to those Bijutsukan, Hakubutsukans?
Yeah. Not many Hakubutsukan, though.
Yeah.
Like, I rather go to Bijutsukans than Hakubutsukans. True. So you're talking about, like, loudness?
Crowdedness.
Crowdedness.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they lose the whole value, but I obviously prefer going to the Bijutsukans or Hakubutsukans when it's very empty.
Mm.
If it's crowded, no, I don't go there.
Mm.
Because I want to see, like, paint or, like, things slowly.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, rushing into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go there for the pictures or do you go there for the experience?
What do you mean?
Do you go there because you want to see a certain picture drawn by a certain artist, or do you go there because you like the atmosphere and you like the...
Oh. I have both eyes, but when I actually go there, you know, there are many exhibitions out there, right?
Yeah.
And if I do nothing special that I love, like, for example, a certain picture or like those, then I think I don't go.
Oh.
So if I, like, maybe this one, but like groups of painters or like kind of paints. Yeah. Not like this one maybe, but like, for example, I love those called impressionists.
Okay.
I love those pictures.
Okay.
So that's why I go there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I had two sides.
Mm.
Yeah. But I love the atmosphere too, like very quiet. And people, like, seeing carefully the pictures and, So if it's very crowded, it's different place to me. But if you have, like, if you really want to see that picture and that's coming to Japan now, and then, like, I have to go there.
That's a different background.
See that one.
Different story.
Right. If, you know, the for example, like in Paris, there are Mona Lisa and Louvre. It's all the time it's crowded.
That's right.
Everybody comes from the world, and you can just see the picture from a distance and just you have to go.
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
You have to see the picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like you're there for the picture.
Right.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
True. But if it's empty, I definitely prefer that. Do you?
I'm actually only there for the atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Actually, like I really don't care if it's like a random artist painting or like a very famous painting.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't change to me.
The experience.
Yeah. It's just I love the quietness of it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's just it's like a kind of theme park.
Oh yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah. Similar vibe there.
Yeah, you just get in and have some gakugei san and go through and just yeah.
That's get right. It, get that's it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Recently, Bijutsukan I went to was in LA.
Oh.
Went to Getty Museum.
Ooh, yeah. Getty is something that you often hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was huge.
Uh-huh.
It's like the experience was close, similar to like when you go to Disneyland or something.
Uh-huh.
It's huge. The building is beautiful.
Okay.
So there was nothing I wanted to see specially.
Mm-hmm.
I just went there for the like experience.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was really, really big?
Yeah, it was really, really big.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't see every picture. I just went past by and just, yeah, you need days to see whole
things. Wow.
So, yeah.
Getty.
Getty, yes.
Getty's Museum.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, in LA. That was nice.
You sometimes hear it on TV.
Mm.
Getty.
Yeah, like the pictures, right?
Right.
Getty Sankou
no
yes, yes.
Getty
yes.
Images, yeah. Yeah. Same yeah. Getty though, right?
I think so.
Wow.
That's Mr. Getty is like a huge rich guy who built money from I guess like an oil thing.
Okay.
In decades ago.
Oh.
And just have too much amount of money and just buy
collected art
and just
wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was walking in Tokyo the other day, and I was like, "Nantoka Zaibatsu Tenji Kai," and I was like, "What is this? Is this a Is this like a Tenji Kai of paintings owned by a certain rich family?"
Yeah.
Fuck. I was like, I was astonished by the concept of that.
Yeah, true.
Like a rich guy.
Yeah.
Would just
rich family
would just. Just display their own stuff and just people would come in and see it.
True.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have like Mitsui Bijutsukan in Marunouchi.
Okay.
I guess that's like owned by Mitsui families.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, Mitsui families is huge, right? You have
Mitsui,
anything,
right?
Yeah,
and
everything.
Oh, everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they have Bijutsukan too. Oh,
shit. Is the Mitsui's like, like thriving? Like, well, I'm not thriving. Are they in Japan? Like, are they like? Do you think the Mitsui's are they like? Are they actually still here?
I mean, I don't remember the exact years, but in past Japan, there were like statement of like Zaibatsu Kaitai.
Oh shit!
That's kind of government law or something, and just. Every all those Mitsubishi Mitsui's and you know richest families are like,
what do,
finish?
How do you do that? How do you finish a? How the fuck do you terminate a family? What the fuck is that? What do you mean?
Maybe you know. I mean, they have families and you know kids and sons and everything. But I think that's separate from those business world, economy worlds, and then that's what they did.
Oh,
because they have too much power to government.
I see.
Yeah, and that's what happened. But still, this day we have Mitsui companies and
one of the most famous companies.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones.
Yeah. So I think the main, you know, the family is surviving.
The Mitsui's are still here.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing? Do you think they have more than enough money?
Yeah.
For. Generations, no?
Right.
You think they're working at like Mitsui Bank or something? You think they're doing? Is that you think what they're doing?
Yeah, but like
they become the Todori or something like that, or like the Kaicho or something.
I don't know. Maybe that's what they banned.
Oh, that's what they banned.
Yeah, all those like
for the families to sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not very professional at that, but.
But they got the money though, still, right?
Yeah, money and companies and like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to... Have you ever dreamt of being in, like, born under, like, a super rich family?
Yeah, when I was elementary, I saw, like, those drama series on the TV, and I was...
Like, Zaibatsu... Yeah. Zaibatsu no Musuko.
Yeah. And having castle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, went to, like, expensive private school and high school. You know, like Haneri Dango.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Those guys were all Zaibatsu boys?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, those like richest guys in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're handsome and rich.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's like, you know, shoujo manga dreams, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I guess those kind of, those guys are out there, I guess, still.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't really show them themselves in public, don't they?
Right.
Like, I've never seen them on TV.
Yeah.
Never seen anyone on social media.
Yeah.
I guess they're quiet now.
Yeah. To hide themselves.
To hide their identity.
To keep, you know.
Because
keep
it's like
the secret inside
dangerous it, because yeah. if people know that you're like them, Mitsubishi's like,
yeah,
people would come to you and be like, hey, how are you doing?
Maybe kidnapped, maybe.
That could be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.